Members of the Métis Nation Saskatchewan can now visit national parks and historic sites in the province for free. A memorandum of understanding has been signed with Parks Canada. The parks included are Prince Albert National Park and Grasslands National Park, as well as four historic sites. Eligible people will receive a specially designed pass in the near future. Until then, members can present their Métis Nation citizenship card for free entry. RCMP say a man faces a murder charge in a woman's death last week. Police responded to an incident at a home in Kenora on Friday night. Officers found a 59-year-old woman with serious injuries. She later died. A 52-year-old man was arrested at the scene. A suspect is charged with first-degree murder and is scheduled to appear in Yorkton Provincial Court today. Saskatchewan's Health Authority says people who later tested positive for COVID-19 visited a number of businesses in Swift Current, Pontex, and Cutknife. The alert comes just days after a similar advisory was issued for 11 businesses in Swift Current. The health authority says customers could have been exposed in nearly a dozen other businesses, including Walmart and Canadian Tire, between July 6th and 10th and from July 13th to the 16th. They remind people who are experiencing symptoms to isolate immediately and call 811 to get tested. The Saskatchewan Health Authority says syphilis outbreaks reported last year aren't over yet. In the first 3 months of this year, there were 158 cases of syphilis compared to 58 at the same time period last year. The authority says it's the result of ongoing outbreaks in the northwest and northeast and in the cities of Saskatoon, Regina, and Prince Albert. People who have syphilis or other sexually transmitted infections may not have symptoms and should be tested. An investigation is underway after a bus carrying tourists to an Alberta glacier overturned, killing three people and sending two dozen people to hospital.
The giant off-road vehicle was carrying visitors to the Columbia Icefield Glacier Saturday afternoon when it rolled down an embankment. RCMP Sergeant Rick Badesi says the cause is still unknown.
At this point in time, the investigation is in the infancy stage, and all aspects of component will be looked at.
The president of the tour company that operates the buses says his company began its own investigation as well as soon as the accident happened. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press, Columbia Icefield, Alberta.
A family funeral is being held in Quebec today for two young sisters who were found dead in the woods following an Amber Alert. Screens are being set up outside the church for people in the community who want to pay their respects. A ground search has been suspended for their 44-year-old father, who is suspected of kidnapping them. Quebec provincial police say they are still determined to find him. Canada and allies are getting a chance to examine the flight recorders of the Ukrainian passenger jet shot down in Iran. Investigators are in Paris today to take part in the long-awaited downloading of crucial flight data and cockpit voice recordings from the January 8th incident. Foreign Affairs Minister François-Philippe Champagne says officials have been waiting for months.
Say it's a much-needed and long-overdue step in the investigation, but I think we need to all realize that we're still a long way to go in this investigation.
All 176 people on board died, including 55 Canadian citizens and 30 permanent residents. The House of Commons meets today as the Liberals try to pass a bill to extend their wage subsidy program, send a special payment to people with disabilities, and extend some deadlines for court cases.
Finance Minister Bill Morneau says the wage subsidy program needs to be extended to December and have its criteria loosened a little so businesses can reopen and bring workers back, even if trade is slow at first.
We do think that this extension, this will give confidence to people to apply for the wage subsidy because it'll be there for longer.
The government also needs legislative approval to pay up to $600 to people with disabilities and extend some court deadlines, all COVID-19 measures the Liberals were unable to get through the House of Commons in June. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
There was some encouraging news today from Oxford University on a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Lead researcher Dr. Adrian Hill says although it is still in the early stages of human trials, they have received some positive results. But he warns it's not yet ready for widespread release.
The truth is that we don't know when we'll have a final result on how well the vaccine works. It's likely to be months rather than weeks. But we said before we were aiming for a September, October time. I still think that's a realistic aspiration.
The British government has ordered 100 million doses of the vaccine based on the preliminary research.